Torah on Parshas Shmos, page Nun, bottom of the second column. Okay, the Alter Rebbe says the first, the double Yerida and the double Aliyah. So last thing the Alter Rebbe is explaining, there was the Yerida from Shmei HaGadol into Alma Deskasi, into the hidden worlds. And the second one is godliness coming from the hidden worlds into the revealed worlds. So he says now, the last paragraph of the page, second column. In order for there to be a revelation of Elokus, first there has to be a concealment, because any revelation needs to be formed in a certain level. So that is a concealment compared to the levelless level of the essence. Now the essence wants to reveal itself, you need to limit it. You want to reveal Seichel, you need to limit it in a certain level that you could reveal it.
You can limit essence?
Well, eventually the essence becomes revealed, but it's not the essence anymore. The Yezbechin is Yud Simpson. First you have a level of Yud Simpson. Then he is Pashas. Erevirach Kibriyaz is Shalem, the creation of the world, like we learned, Bereshach HaSheichavad in the Heda. First it was darkness, Vayi Erev, then Vayi Baker. Hashem first created night, darkness, concealment, and then it became day. Because in order for day to be day, the first needs to be the concealment of light. And that's the union of Golus Mitzrayim. Shayatzarachli is Gili Matan Teira Niglis Lanu Vanenu. In order for there to be Matan Teira, which is the revelation to us and our children, Panim B'Panim. Dibar Hashem, Hashem spoke to us, Hayadai beGolus, Redushana, there was enough 210 years Golus. Okay, the Alter Rebbe said before that by Matan Torah was the Matan Torah of the revealed Torah. Mashiach's coming is a revelation of the Pnimius HaTorah. So for the revealed part of the Torah, 210 years was enough in Mitzrayim. The Golus of Mitzrayim, the concealment, was enough 210 years for that revelation of Matan Torah. But when said love she is gala pnimius hateda, Lord said of Mashiach comes will be the revelation of pnimius hateda, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru. Then it'll be eye to eye, will see Elokus openly, v'nigla kved Hashem. So in order for that revelation to happen, which is much much greater than the revelation that happened by Matan Torah, so then you need tzarich kol arichas hacheshech hazeh. You need a longer level of darkness. You need longer galus, because the revelation is greater. In order to have a greater upper, you need a greater downer, so to speak. So therefore, the Golus in Mitzrayim was enough 210 years. And now we need all this lengthy stuff. Like it says, Avram woke up in the morning, meaning, means he woke up in the morning. Yeah, that means it was a revelation that, when you wake up in the morning, if you wake up, then you're revealing yourself. Okay? But therefore, it has to be Babeker Acher Cheshchas HaLaila Davke. In other words, when was Avram able to be revealed that he had to wake up in the morning, meaning there was a night before, there was a Yerida, there was a Golus, then you're able to have a Yashkim Avram Babeker that Hashem, Avram could reveal himself. Kihine Matan Teiro Yegili Shem Avaya. Matan Torah was the revelation of Gili Havayah of Yudke Vavke, of the level of Shmi Havayah Leinei Daiti Lehem, that to the others before Matan Torah, they didn't have this level of Havayah. Ach L'Otzad Lavi says, Kavahoya Havayah Lila Likim, like Yaakov Avinu said by his dream over there, that Havayah will be a Likim, meaning Shia Gili Mimokim Elun Yesed. There'll be such a great revelation, Ad Hashem Havaya. Yechoshev Rak El Elokim. Like he explained in a different place. Meaning like this. Matan Torah was the Gilui of Anechi Havaya Lekecha. Yudkei Vavkei. The others didn't have this revelation of Yudkei Vavkei. Right? Ushmi Havaya Loinei Daitu Lehem. So therefore, the Yin get the Hashem told Meshach. By Matan Torah, you can have the Gilui of Hashem Havaya. La'asid Lovei is going to be such a Gilui, so much greater than Havaya, that revelation is going to be so great that Havaya and Elokim are going to be the same thing. Well, Havaya, Lila, Elokim, that means it's higher than Havaya and Elokim put together. So to get that revelation of Elokus, you need a much longer darkness, much longer down, much longer tzimtzum.
It's not enough.
It's enough already.
How did Yaakov Avinu reach Akudim Nekudim if this level was not revealed to him?
It was revealed to him. That's why he reached it. But he didn't get the essence. V'zel ikir in gili shmei ha-gadol. That's the level of shmei ha-gadol k'neida. You begin on midas rachmi. In the 13 attributes of mercy, it says avaya vaya. Upsig taima, right? It doesn't say it in the chumash, but when you learn havaya Hashem Hashem kol rachum v'chanun, there's this break between Hashem Hashem kol rachum v'chanun. Why? Because kishem avaya rishin, the first yud kevavke is mashalamayla miyistalshlus, is above world. Remember, we learned yesterday. You mentioned yesterday, I think. What are the seven names that are not erasable? That you're not allowed to erase his name, Yudke Vavke. But then Yudke Vavke is like all the other names. There's Kelev Chesed, Elokim is Gvura, Yudke Vavke is Teferis, right? Rachmanis. But then there's the essential name of Yudke Vavke, Shmei HaGadol, which is much greater than Hishtaushulis. And he said, Kishem Avayri Shema Shalmailim Hishtaushulis Misham Yagilui. Therefore, there's going to be that revelation coming from Shem Avaya. Okay, Misak is Man Rav. Therefore, Golis is taking a long time. And the darkness is greater. Why? Because then there'll be a greater revelation. So the greater revelation needs, like in Moshe, you want to pick up a package, you have to bend down to pick it up. But if the package is heavier, then you need to bend down further. You want to take a small jump, you can step back a little bit and jump. When you want to take a big jump, you got to step back a lot, right? So that means the Yerida has to be much greater in this Golus. But if you look at it from this perspective, then you understand that Golus is really not a Yerida. The ultimate purpose of Golus is for the Aliyah afterwards. So it's similar to the Moshul that Chassidus always brings down. If you destroy a house to build up a bigger house, the destruction is part of the building. If you go to a job site, yeah, where they're knocking down a house to put up a much better, a bigger house, and you ask the guys, what are you doing? They say, we're building a house. But when you're not building a house, you're knocking down a house. But the knocking down is in order to build. Without knocking down, you can't build. So the knocking down, like the Din by Shabbos, Seisr, destruction itself on Shabbos is only rabbinically forbidden because that's destruction, not constructive. But Seisa Menas Livnes, if you're destroying with the intent of building, then you are Chayiv. Why are you Chayiv? Because then the destruction is not destruction, is actually building. So Golus is actually a building process, a revelation process, versus just, in other words, it's a means to an end of Or. So therefore, the Choshech itself is really odd. V'zel beis yakuchu v'necho be'er avaya. Pirush be'er ameya b'shem avaya. Like it says in Idr Rabbah. V'zel in Yishma Yisrael havaya. Yisrael dafkem. And who said, Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Leilam Void? Yaakov Amro. Which is Yichud Ilon Yichud Atato. Meaning like this. The first pasuk of Shema, in fact, the Alter Rebbe says, on the top of Sheyach V'amunah, before he even starts Perek Aleph, he says, Lohavin, what it says in Zohar, that Yishma Yisrael is Yichud Ilo, the higher level of Yichud, and Baruch Shem Kved Malchus is the lower level of Yichud. Yeah, therefore the same psukim, six words in his, whatever. So he says like this, Shema Yisrael, Yichud Ilo, is the level of Yisrael. But Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Leilam Void, which is Yichud Tato, that Yaakov Avinu said. Why? Because that's the level, but lemevi echo be'echo, to be one with Hashem. Ubiro inyan l'cheir ain't a mover, and l'cheir is not understood. Im yiridis Yaakov l'mitzrayim. If Yaakov coming down to Mitzrayim was inyan amshachas aruchach milo ba'almen steamed ba'almen disgalya in canal, if what we said before, that the purpose of yirida is to reach the higher level of Elokut into the hidden world, and then from the hidden worlds into the revealed worlds. Im kein tamua ech nikrezeh b'shem Golus Mitzrayim. Why is it called Golus Mitzrayim? Halekach zorch liyaseidin shtalshiv v'savas ha'ilmes. That's normal. It's not called Golus. In order to go up, you need to go down. Right? In order to make money in business, you're supposed to invest money. Right? Which means losing money in order to make money. And hopefully, the more you lose, the more you invest, the more money you make. So why is it called Golus Mitzrayim in a negative term? It really is a positive thing. Halekach zorch liyaseidin shtalshiv v'savas. That's the chain of the world, like it says, Kulam Bechachma Sitzo. And that's not my mother. So the Alter Rebbe says, Imkach Useder Abriya, Ma'in Zele Golus Shibitz. Why is it called Golus? An interesting question. If the destruction is for the sake of building, that's building, so why is it called destruction? Why is Golus called Golus? Golus seems to give a negative connotation. That Golus is something bad. But it's not bad. That's the way it works. A person investing money in business is not called they do something bad. That's the process. You want to make money. That's what you got to do. You got to invest money.
But it's very hard, the sorrow, to make a thing.
Okay, let's see what he says. Obviously, the question is a very practical question. There's certain questions you can only ask when you have an answer. If you don't have an answer, you don't ask a question. Hashem says, I am sleeping, and the Medrash says, Begolus, in Golus. Shagolus nimshal l'shina. Golus is likened to sleep. Why? Ki'in in ashina, what's sleeping? Say sim eino, if you close your eyes. Ve'inareya klumi, you don't see anything. Right? Even though some people fall asleep in their glasses because they want to see their dreams better. But bottom line is, you close your eyes. You don't see anything. Kach begolus ksiv. The same thing by Golus. It says, "Eisaseinu leiroinu." We don't see the miracles, meaning our eyes are closed. We don't see it. By the way, it's interesting. It doesn't say there are no miracles. It says we don't see the miracles, which means there are miracles. We just don't see them. That's sleep. Sleep doesn't, you know, little kids don't like to go to sleep because they think they're going to miss who knows what. No, why don't they want to go to sleep? Especially when there's action going on. Because they think they're going to miss something. So action is going on. When you sleep, you don't see the action. Therefore, in the time of Golus, Ein is Galus. We don't see this. I say Seinu, which refers, by the way, the Gili of Teda and Tvila and the letters. We don't see him. Aim is to tod him and alam him. They're concealed. Aval, but the pasuk says, "Ani yishena v'libied." My heart is up. Aval libied ki lemayli yesh kol his galus ha'eres. In other words, like we said, it's not that there are no revelations. V'libied because there are revelations, there are miracles. We just don't see them. No, so what does it mean?
He's awake, he's up. He's sleeping, but he's up.
No, but it says, that the king sleeps. So Chassidus explains. Here, the Alter Rebbe is not saying it, but in other places in Chassidus, it says when a person sleeps, yeah, you have dreams that are sometimes just don't make sense. What's on top is at the bottom, and or like the Rebbe writes, the Gemara says, a person, a normal person, can't even dream pila b'kuvah d'machta. Gemara Bracha says, when it speaks in the Perek all about dreams, says a normal person cannot dream about an elephant going through the eye of a needle. But the Rebbe explains, Chassidus brings on that you do dream pila b'kuvah d'machta. So the Rebbe explains, if you think about it during the day, you can even think about that concept at night, the pila b'kuvah d'machta. An elephant going through the eye of a needle. Now, it can't be. It doesn't make sense. Or, as everybody knows, if you dream, it's a stupid thing going on. Top is bottom is top, and things are not normal. In other words, seichel is working. When you sleep, your brain is working. That's why you could dream. But it comes crazy. So what happens in Golos? The world is functioning, but the Goyim, the anti-Semites, who are supposed to be at the bottom, are on top, and the Jews are supposed to be on top, are on the bottom, and everything is all mixed up. Or, like the Rebbe says also, pregnancy is likened to galus. And then, when the baby is born, that's the concept of geula. This is medrashim, gemaras, all that stuff. What does it mean? In the fetal state, in the fetal position, the head, it's cuddled up, right? So the head and the feet are in the same level. There's no like head on top and feet at the bottom. In the fetal position, the head and the feet are the same thing, which doesn't make sense again. Head's supposed to be on top. So that's galus, when things don't make sense. So he says, Mashenkim is man beis amigdash. And then, therefore, the fire coming down to eat the kabanis, avo begolus, alamim astidim. There is concealments that are blocking. And that's why it says the Eden came to Mitzrayim. Shemaluba, shemashem is balam chinas hester vehelim. That elish meis bnei Yisrael. This gilui of shame of name is boy Mitzrayim. It came into golus. That we don't see it. And again, like we said, doesn't mean there are no miracles. It means there are miracles that we don't see because they're behelim. Therefore, in the time of Golus, it looks like no miracles are happening. Now everybody asks, why does Hashem do miracles today? The answer is, without Rebbe saying it clearly, but only Hashem recognizes them. Okay, the Alter Rebbe asked a question like this. If the Yerida is for the sake of Aliyah, so why is it called Golus? So the Alter Rebbe says, Golus doesn't mean that things are not going on. Golus means you don't see what's going on. And therefore, when the Pasuk says in Golus, it doesn't mean there are no miracles happening. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you saw the miracles. In the time of Golus, it's like you close your eyes, you don't see it. That doesn't mean it's not going on. So therefore he says, this level of Mitzrayim is called Golus, even though L'cha'era, it's for the sake of the revelation of Matan Torah or Mashiach, but nevertheless it's still called Golus because we don't see them. That's the concept of Golus. Ve'ed yishleimar. He says like this, if the revelations would come from the level of Chochmah, in other words, like this, if it comes from Chochmah itself, which is a level of world, then the things wouldn't be so concealed. By the way, he doesn't explain what he said before. And the Pasuk Leisig Nefalois Gedeus Levadei, Hashem does wonders himself. What do you mean, levadai? So the Gemara says, "Ein balanes makir benisei." There are certain miracles that the guy that the miracle is happening to doesn't even know a miracle is happening. That means the miracle is happening to him, and he doesn't even know about it. Therefore, the Gemara says, that's what David HaMelech says in Tillim. La'eisei nefloiz gedolis levadai. Hashem does these great miracles, but levadai, only Hashem knows it happened. The guy that it happened to doesn't even realize it happened. I mean, you can have so many things. A guy can get delayed something for whatever reason. And because he got delayed, because of that, thank God he wasn't in a terrible crash. I mean, whatever. So the guy doesn't even realize what could have happened and what didn't happen. Yeah? Only Hashem knows what happened and the miracle that happened. Okay, so he says now like this.
Sometimes they're so upset that they're delayed.
Yeah.
They don't know. What good is in?
Yeah, now they don't see the miracle. They're angry that it happened.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're fortunate. How many times do you have you hear about the planes crashed, and then the guy was delayed and didn't come to the plane or whatever. I told many times the story. A guy had a kid in the camp, one of the overnight camps. In the middle of the camp, the kid broke his foot. Father was fuming. He wanted to sue the camp. And, he was yelling and whatever. The pearl, and 9/11, the father worked in the Twin Towers. But that day, he had an appointment with his kid to take off the cast. So he came late to work because he took the kid to the doctor to take off the cast. So because of that, he was safe from 9/11. Then he said, thank God that the kid had broke their foot. You know what I mean? Sometimes, so in that case, the guy realized the miracle that could have happened, right? The miracle that happened, not could have happened. But sometimes you just don't realize anything. So he said, but not that miracles are not happening. It's just we don't see them. It says, by the Alter Rebbe, that's not the same concept. By the Alter Rebbe, it says, Zer Gewal get nisim unter den Tisch, und keine sich nicht eingebringen zu sehr aufheben. By the Alter Rebbe, miracles were rolling around under the table, but nobody bothered to bend down and pick them up. Because miracles in Chabad don't mean anything. Because miracles means, like the Alter Rebbe told Reb Shlomo Kaliner, one of the Kaliners, I think it was, to do miracles, you need to be one tefach, higher than the world, you're one hand breadth higher than the world, I mean, you're a few inches above the world, you're able to control and do miracles. Chabad is Alef Chochma, Alef Chabina, 2,000 Amos, 1,000 Amos of Chochma, 1,000 Amos of Bina, so it's infinitely greater than the world. So what are you bothering? You have this such big stuff. The $100 bills are flying all over the place. You're going to pick up a penny, maybe the first million they need to put in the pushcart. You're going to pick up a penny. I mean, by the Alter Rebbe, nobody bothered to pick up the pennies, the miracles, because they're having a $1,000 bill, so to speak.
Rabbi, what does it say that the Shemot are Merubashim, the Olamot?
The what?
At the end of that paragraph, it says, and the Shemot are Merubashim, the Olamot, four lines from the paragraph.
Abay Mitzrayma.
Merubashim HaShemot is the Olamot.
Because he said names is the revelation of Hashem. You have Shmei HaGadol, which is higher than Ishtalshut, so the regular Shem, which is also the revelation, right? The purpose of a name is to reveal yourself. So any concept of a Shem is a revelation. You have Havaya, which is one of the seven, then you have Shmei HaGadol, which is higher than Rum. But this level of Shem is of Gilui, Shem is Gilui, was Boy Mitzrayim, it went into Golis, meaning, and the Alter Rebbe explains, not that there were no miracles. The miracles were in God, meaning our eyes closed so you don't see it. Is that a person closes their eyes and says, you can't see me. It's ridiculous, obviously, right? Because I can't see you, but you can see me. So just because I don't see you doesn't mean that you're not seeing me. Just because I don't see miracles, that's because my eyes are closed. Open up your eyes, you'll see the miracles. But in Golas, it's dark. Your eyes are closed, so you can't see. Okay. He said, okay, then you would be seeing it. When the miracles started moving around, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was already doing the miracles in Mitzrayim and all that. Shebachin is all this choch milom. Before Geula of Mitzrayim, the year before, miracles started flying around. Why? I, this Golas, you don't see miracles. Because it started like waking up from the sleep, you know, like the sleep starts waking up. Umishum shadibur. Because the speech is bottled to the source, Valderch Maimer, like Chanina Ben Deisa told his daughter, Misham Lashemin Vyadlik, the same God that said oil will burn will say vinegar burnt. He was very poor, right? He had no money, and his daughter put in vinegar into the Shabbos candles, and she came to the father, what am I going to do? The vinegar doesn't burn. So Rabbi Chanina Ben Deisa said, Misha Omer L'Shem V'Yadlik, the same God that said oil will burn will say vinegar could burn. What's the big deal?
How can 80% of all the Jews say no to all these miracles after all the 10
You mean the guys in Egypt?
Yeah.
Or nowadays?
No. Everybody back in Egypt. 80% said forget, I'm not going to come out of
Egypt. Right.
After all this stuff.
You see where they were at.
10 makot was not normal miracle.
That's what he said. Achayna begilar chachmila mamish. That's called the level of Yisrael. That already when the Geula began. Mashenkim begalus as ein agilu ba'alamim. From chachmila mamish was the level of Yisrael lirosh. In Golus, it's not a revealed revelation of Chochmah. It's only a breakthrough of a little revelation through a little light. This level is called Yaakov. So Shmeis B'nai Yisrael, the level of Shmeis, that's Yisrael. Haboy Mitzrayim Ha'eis Yaakov. Once it comes into Mitzrayim, it's the level of Akev. It's not the level of Rosh that you could see. It's the level of Heel, which doesn't see anything. That's the level of Golus. This is what gives him Chayis. This little bit of breakthrough revelation gives him Chayis. And therefore we don't even realize Kibal Kibana. That the miracle comes into us. Therefore, it says we don't see the miracles. It's the same miracles now that were then. Except then we saw it, and now we don't see it. But that doesn't mean miracles don't happen.
How can it be the same miracles when you don't see it? Not even
1%. Again. Like he said, only Hashem knows the miracles are happening. No, he's saying the same miracles then as now.
Same.
Except then we saw it, and now we didn't see it. He says, it's the same level of miracles like then. Just take off my head. We don't see differences. But again, just because they don't see, doesn't mean it's not going on. Just because they don't know of something, doesn't mean it didn't happen. Okay. Similar to the concept of Hashem doing miracles himself. That the guy that the miracle is happening to doesn't even realize it, not because they're not happening. In Balanes Makab and Nisei, the Nes is happening. He just doesn't know it.
What's this Rashi Tevas? Vav Ein, Vav Yud, Lamed.